His eyes, too, were slightly larger than a human's, large and expressive. His shoulders were broad, his hips narrow, and there was not an ounce of superfluous fat on his frame. His face, though, was flushed a darker purple than usual because he was overheated, and his hair had far too much sand in it.
"That's 2 for 2, she said. "You up for another round?"
She gave him a wicked grin, which was exaggerated by the small scar at the corner of her mouth, the scar that the tribe saw as a flaw. It was plain on her face, right out in the open. There was very little she could do to disguise it. Attempts had been made to heal it and correct it with cosmetic surgery. Those attempts had been mostly successful, and now, to be sure, it was not all that noticeable. But this was a world where any flaw, any scar or deformity, was a strike against one's potential for advancement. The scar added insult to injury, as far as Vistara was concerned, because of its location. The thin line almost always made her look like she was smiling, even when she wasn't. She had hated that about it, until Lady Rhea, one of the most respected of the Sith Lords, had told her that deception was actually a very useful thing indeed.
"It mars your beauty,"
Lady Rhea had said bluntly, pausing as she strolled down the line of potential apprentices after a formal ceremony.
"A pity."
She, whose beauty was only slightly diminished by the cruel ravages of time, reached out a long finger and touched the scar.
"But this little scar, it can aid you. Make others think you are something you are not."
She tapped the scar lightly with each of the last 4 words, emphasizing her point. That had made Vistara feel a bit better. All of a sudden, looking like she was smiling all the time, even when she wasn't, seemed like a good thing to her.
"I think I've sweated off at least 2 liters already,"
Ari replied.
"Can we continue in the training courtyard at least? It's cooler in the mountain shadows."
At least he wasn't refusing the offer of another round. Vistara dragged a black-draped arm across her own forehead. She had to admit, fighting in the cool shadows of the proud columns, beautiful statuary, and sheer mountain stone in which the temple courtyard was nestled had a definite appeal right at that moment. While they were not yet formally apprenticed to any of the Sabers or the Masters, as Tyros they would be permitted to spar in the courtyard. That was as far as they were allowed to go, however. Neither of them had seen inside the temple, or, even more significant, inside the Ship of Destiny yet. The ship's name was Omen, but the name Ship of Destiny had fallen into common usage, for such it was. Such an ancient, precious part of the tribe's heritage, with all its secrets and mysteries, was not just for any eyes.
"Well,"
Vistara said,
"we can go back and finish there, but only because you're too fragile to..."
Her teasing insult died in her throat, as something passed over the sun. It was not an Uvac, one of the deceptively delicate winged reptiles that were used for aerial transportation. Vistara's dark brown eyes widened in shock.
"This,"
Ari said in a faint voice.
Is that a ship?"
The hairs on her arms and the back of her neck stood on end, despite the heat, as she watched, lifting a hand to shade her eyes. She still couldn't speak, but nodded. She was pretty sure that was exactly what the thing in the sky was. Yet, it looked nothing like the Ship of Destiny, or any other vessels she had seen depicted or heard described. Rather than being long and rectangular or V-shaped, it was a symmetrical sphere with wings, like an Uvac. It moved swiftly and silently, and she now saw that its color was a dark orange-red. Closer and closer it came, until for a wild moment, Vistara thought it was going to land right on the beach beside them.